Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, chins up, shoulders back.
Martinis up.
Tits out. Baby. Love you so much.
I love you more. I'm so happy to be here.
I am honored. Honored? No, martini. I'm honored to have you in my home. Guys, I'm looking at all the cameras here. Look at this room. Look where
fabulous.
We're at. This is actually not the podcast room. Believe it or not. Hold on. Big slurp.
It should be. I really love the vibe in here.
The vibes are vibing. Here's what we've decided. So this room, guys, we're starting off strong. I'm going to introduce my most fabulous, amazing guest in 2 seconds. But just a really quick sidebar. This is actually what's just going to be like a cigar room. Yeah. Sans actual cigars. Like, no one's allowed to smoke in my house. But like, it was just like, I keep calling it the Ralph Lauren room. And you said like, it reminded you of the Polo Bar.
I walked in, it's the Polo Bar.
Giving that. That's like what I'm trying to do. I saw all the stuff on Pinterest and I'm like, I want this to look like that. And it's achieving that. But here's the thing. The podcast room is next door. I have an actual podcast studio in this house and it is next door. It's going to have the most beautiful little white boucle.
I never know how to say that. I always feel very insecure when
Producer
I say
Courtney,
that.
How do we say it again?
I feel like it's
I don't fucking know. The blugla couch is going to be there. It's going to be beautiful. I have this really pretty like French cottage baby blue vibe.
I love that.
And it's going to be really girly. So here's the thing. I think I'm just going to record in both and you'll just never know what you're going to get.
It's like a different personality. Like, what are we feeling today?
Yeah, I'll be like, what am I feeling? What are they feeling?
Yeah.
Are we feeling strong?
We're always feeling strong. We take that back. We're always feeling strong.
Mm. Facts.
Maybe it's like, how strong are the drinks?
Yeah. Oh, how strong are the drinks? And here, this fits the vibe so well. The martinis are martini.
When we walked in, both of us gasped audibly.
Cannot. I mean, it just fits the vibe so well in this room. Here's the thing, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later on with Courtney, because I am going through renovations. You guys know this right now. And Courtney is also doing how we're both even just here right now recording this podcast. I don't know. And also shout out to producer Courtney, who just always deals with my bouffante ass. It's like, hey, sorry, there's going to be 8 deliveries, 2 concrete trucks, and someone redoing the bathroom right here. That'll be fine for the podcast, right? And she's like, sure.
She's like, got it. Great.
Okay. Anyways, she deserves a martini after this as well. We always offer her, and she always says no. She doesn't want to drink.
I know. I offered her. I did. I said, Court.
I want her to drink on the job.
She never will. What a professional.
She's so professional, damn it. Okay, sitting here on the podcast, if you are listening, welcome to Probably a Podcast with the most amazing, the Martha Stewart of our generation. Literally a dear friend of mine, not just someone that I'm inspired by and love following on Instagram, but I feel very privileged to be able to say that we're real life friends. Yeah. And I love you so much.
I love you.
This is Court LaCourt, aka Cheese Gal, aka Martini Gal, aka literally fucking everything in the kitchen, home, and life gal, because she does it all. So sweet.
What an intro.
Oh my God, I just thought of it like that. I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm so happy that we can talk about a million things. I have a bunch of questions, and I'm just going to sit crisscross applesauce up here.
I
look like an elf on a shelf right
now. No, you don't. You look great. You look fabulous.
I just genuinely feel like you and I were talking about this earlier, how we forget that people have followed us individually now, because you have an amazing follow. If you guys, I will say it thousands of times on this podcast, so just know I am always going to plug. Follow her at Cheese Gal, because incredible. It's an incredible account to follow. But I forget that people have been following us individually. Yeah. They've been following us together somewhat. But like, when I announced that you were going to come on the podcast, and then when you put it on there, people were like, you know Shannon? And and everyone messaged me, y'all are friends? You're friends with Cheese Gal? And I'm like, yeah.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. No, I just,
I actually forgot that we need to like re-intro that story.
100%. You and I were friends before I was ever influencing. Before
I ever had a cheese gal anything.
Before any of your stuff popped off. Before my stuff popped off. Before you had Bibbiz, which, oh my God, I cannot wait to talk about Char.
Oh my God. Char
and our little Ellie. But yeah, I forget that. So let's give the origin story of us. And then I want the origin story of Cheese Gal, of course.
Yeah. So we know we know each other through our friend Amanda.
Amanda. Shout out. Love you, Amanda. Mandy, we love you so much.
Love that
woman. She has introduced me actually to so many amazing people in my life. So she's like one of those connector plugs in life that you just always need.
Yeah. So we met through Amanda, and then we were at some house party.
We met like in passing a couple times before you had kids, and then I kind of re-entered your life when you were very pregnant with Charlotte.
Very pregnant.
And then
like about to pop.
It was love at first sight after that. Like once we actually got to know each other, it was the classic, like you hang out in group settings and then you finally are like, oh my God. We should hang out. And then we kept hanging out a lot with Amanda, and then there was just a couple times that I just popped over. And
do you remember the first time you came over? Because I do. Do you know, well, that sounded creepy. Here's why I remember it.
Because I do.
Real creepy. Oh my God. Because I do.
Because I do.
No, I remember. Here's why.
Why?
Because I put so much thought into the cheese spread. And it was one of the first times that I had done that. Because I just really gotten back into cheese board making.
Yes.
And I mean.
I remember.
I hope you don't remember. Because like that is really. No. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? But I had this whole spread. I did like. Cheese, but like this is me. Like I was like that.
We are both from the same. I love your mother so much. Like Darce, shout out Darce. And your mom, I feel like you and I were raised very similarly. Mm-hmm. So Southern households, etc. You're from Texas originally, right?
Born and raised DFW.
Yes. And in the entertainment, like just bone in us just wants to like always host and serve. And so when I came into your house, I was like, oh my God, you know what I remember thinking? Someone asked me, what are y'all's first impressions of each other? And I thought,
I would love to know this.
But I just remember thinking to myself, and I was also at an age, I had like nothing together in my life, like nothing, right? Like I was like 22 living in an apartment that I was Airbnb-ing. And I remember going over to your house being like, but I was like, your house is so well put together. The way you were hosting, you had all of these like platters and all these things. And like, it's funny to me because knowing now what you just said, you were like trying to make it so pretty for me. It was absolutely, I remember being like, damn it, I've got to figure this out. I've got to figure this life thing out because you have just really got it all sorted. And you are newly married and you were just living your best life, and you still are, obviously. But my first impression was, damn, she's got her life together. So it worked. Wow. Putting the cheese boards together was great.
Honestly, what you just said is exactly what I've loved my whole life, though. It's thoughtfully putting together really delicious, pretty food.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's entertaining.
Guys, if you're watching this, then you see. I don't know if you can see it in the shot. I'm sure you can.
I'm just putting something together.
It's done. Oh, she really did. The thing what's crazy is she actually did. We were just chatting. I was just like talking shit. She just like really did just throw this together, which is crazy to me, but it's so thoughtfully and beautifully done.
Thank you, honey. No, I love it. I've been making cheese board since I was 15.
Yeah.
But like it all comes back to the art of like hosting and entertaining.
Right.
I wanted to be Martha while everyone else is trying to be like Britney Spears.
Picturing like 13-year-old Courtney. Everyone wants to be Britney, and you're like, I want to be just like Martha.
5-6-year-old Courtney is setting up her teddy bears right here, and they both had the same name, Dan. I would make my sister do the applause before I even walked on. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. Hi, everybody. My name is Courtney Tucker, and today I'm going to teach you how to make spaghetti. Like, that was I was 5.
Oh, my God. I love it. You were, like, young. What was the,
I loved it.
What's it called? The chef thing, but for kids?
Chef.
Top chef for kids? You were pre that.
Loved
you
it.
You are the origin story of that.
I just always loved, and I would watch Martha in the afternoons. Like, oh this God. Is all.
This is so pure. I was like, I'm a slay for you. You're like, today we're going to make creme brulee.
Trust me, I still have the moments. Actually, there's some home videos of me doing the Jessica Simpson Irresistible.
Slay.
But mainly Martha. And so, like, the love of just, like, hosting, entertaining, making really, I don't know, just pretty food and trying to impress people with that.
Yeah. And you
that's do like where the love of that started.
Right.
And then it's like I got to be 15 and my godmother. So my mom and my godmother.
I love this story. I was going to say, tell me the story about your
this
godmother.
This is the story. So
because I'm a godmother.
You're a godmother.
I want bitches to be talking about me when they're like 30.
There you go. And they will. Because you're fabulous. And this is the thing. So my mom also, shout out mom, throws the most beautiful dinner parties and always was hosting. So I grew up around parties.
Right.
And then my godmother, who is literally like my second mom.
Yeah.
The same way. The most oozes fabulousness.
Love.
Not in a like a pretentious way, like
right.
truly an amazing woman that's just like, oh, here's just a little something.
I'm like, oh, you're like, oh,
like
right,
Kara. Her name is Kara.
I'm so in your face. I'm like, I'm trying to I'm like, oh, I'll be the effortless godmother. You're like, well, you'll be something.
You'll be something. You've got it. I was at her house one night. I'll never forget. It's like core memory. So I'm 15 years old. Uh-huh. She brings out this beautiful platter of like cheeses and fruit and like all this stuff. I'm like, Care, teach me. Teach me how to do this. And she goes, a couple of things. And I want you to keep this with you for the rest of your life. And I have to this day. Always have a bottle of chilled champagne in your fridge.
Facts.
Unexpected guest. And I do. I always have chilled champagne. Facts. Just in case.
Mine's not for guests, but there's always a bottle of chilled champagne in my fridge.
I just have it, period. You know, priorities. And then have like a couple cheeses that you can throw together with fruit and crackers and whatever.
Right.
So it's delicious. You could throw it together real quick. Mm-hmm. And it's impressive.
Yes.
So she taught me that like little trick. And so I always had that. I have photos from when I first started my Instagram, like personal Instagram, 2011, 2010.
Yeah.
And there are cheese boards because that was like my thing.
It was your thing.
It was my thing.
It was your thing before you ever created a business.
Oh, yeah.
Before I think your head even thought, let's do a business.
Yeah.
And you were this girl. When I met you and I was 22, like I said, I came to your house. I was like, oh my God, she's fabulous. She just, she just, it was, to me, it was who you were to your core, which I think people love to see that. And that's why people are so like, love following you and inspired by you and feel like they can connect to you. And I think I'm going to brag about both of us for a second. I think you and I both have this special gift of connecting with people, and people are able to do that when they know it's your core values. You're not pretending to like cheese and like hosting and really you're like, oh my God, all these fucking dishes. You really are to your core before you ever were business minded about it. You love to do this. So that's a really special thing to take that into a career. And I think anyone listening to this could also, if there's something in your life, if that's, you know what I'm going to say, making soap. I always say quit your job at Google and make soap. But if something you really find yourself passionate and good at, lean into that.
Lean in. And that's the thing too, is like it even goes almost a little bit further than that. It's like for me, it was this creative outlet. And at the time, my husband, Chris, was touring on the road all the time. I was home with a baby. I was obviously fulfilled in a way being her mom. Like that is my most important job, no matter what I do on this earth. Like my kids are my first priority and they're everything.
And they're amazing. And they're so sweet.
They're so cute.
Just saying. We're going to talk about them later, but they're amazing.
They're so amazing. But anyway, I just like needed that extra little like outlet. And so I would invite my girlfriends, like Shannon, you.
Club LaCour. Amanda,
Club. Don't ever forget about the tequila shots at the door, bitch. You know, that was a
part standard.
Of the whole, it was a standard.
I had to pull up those old videos. Okay, sorry.
They literally called my house Club Court, for those of you that are wondering.
Club LaCour.
LaCour. And, you know, it wasn't just like a rage. It was like a nice dinner with a lot of tequila.
Bitch, we were raging.
Okay, my kids were sleeping. Oh, kid, it was only one. No, so it started there and I really just loved it. I loved how I felt like, I don't know, I had something to do that was for me.
Right.
You know, and so I just remember one night Chris came home from the road. I made a cheese board and I looked at him and I go, would somebody pay for this?
Would someone pay for this?
And it just like, he goes, yeah. And this was at a time where like now you can find the businesses everywhere that are making cheese boards and that's amazing. But like there were only a handful.
Listen, you were on the forefront. And back then people were not making businesses from them yet. I remember following a specific page. I think you're even friends with her now.
Yeah. Marissa, that cheese plate.
Yeah, that or something. But I don't even want to say this in a way that discredits anything someone was already doing. But when I say those people were like influencers of cheese.
Right.
They were posting a lot of cheese. They didn't have like businesses. Like we're going to get into it. Like,
yeah, they're two totally separate things.
Yeah, they were posting about it, which as we all know, Instagram can be a business. But you, when you had
into a physical business here in Nashville.
Brick and mortar. Yeah. Like it's crazy to think that you were right at the time. Now you could type in cheese board and there's a million different services that deliver, come here, whatever, which
is amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
There's enough room for everybody. Of course. You were, I'm going to give you credit where credit's due, baby girl. You were on the forefront. Listen, my goal in life was to have a closet like Cher's from Clueless, and I know you guys are the one that I'm talking about. She can just scroll seamlessly, limitless options, and then the computer tells her what matches and what doesn't. All right, well, consider me arrived, since I discovered what it's like to have a personal stylist with Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is the new way to find trendy and cool pieces without going 100 stores and trying on clothes for hours. Listen, I'm just like not trying to go to a physical store anymore and try on anything. Think of it like your new stylist. They help collaborate with you on what you love and don't love, and then they curate the perfect look for you without breaking the bank. You simply share your size, style, and budget with a quick style quiz, and Stitch Fix sends you 5 looks right to your door. Keep what you like and send back what you don't. They take care of the shipping and return, by the way. It is amazing. It's all free every time. Simply order a refresh as needed or set it and forget it with regular fixes. The best part about it is that you're in control. I personally use them for that funny little in-between time of summer and fall. You know what I'm talking about? When the seats are heated in the morning, but you're sweating your booty off in the afternoon. Yeah, I am lost on what to wear during that season. So Stitch Fix comes in handy and in clutch when I just simply need help. By the third order, you could really tell that my Stitch Fix stylist really understood my vibe and what I wanted. It was fantastic. So a massive thanks to Stitch Fix because they just get me and they'll get you too. So try Stitch Fix today at stitchfix.com/probably and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/probably. stitchfix.com/probably.
Honestly though, let's talk about how you helped me get there. And I will never not give this woman credit.
I will never not.
I've done it in every single press interview I've ever done when people ask, how did Cheese Gal get started? Let's tell you how Cheese Gal got started.
I love you. We need to reverse just a tiny bit because I want to tell the crowd to the crowd. What? Like you guys are on bleachers.
The crowd.
To the crowd. Yeah. I want to tell everyone that's listening because what you just talked about where you said you love your children, they'll always come first. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember, and I hope you don't mind me telling this part of the story.
This is important. I know exactly.
POV mm-hmm. of your time, because we were such good friends. We still are such good friends. So we were always chatting, talking about life, whatever.
I mean, you knew I was going through it.
You were mm-hmm. in a phase in your life where you're like, I just feel like I can do more. And I was like, me, I'm like queen supportive friend to the max. You guys know me. I'm always gonna hype my girls up. I'm like, you can. She's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you'll think of it. Like, what do you want to do? And she's like, I don't know, but I just know that like I'm meant to be doing just something more. Mm-hmm. And listen, whatever you're doing right now in your life, if you guys feel fulfilled and that is only doing one thing or just like staying at home with the babies, that means that you are fulfilled and that is amazing. But if you are listening to this and you're like, there's just one thing missing to not feel fulfilled, go on the search, find it, chase it.
Yeah.
So you were telling me that. And, you know, I can't take credit for the idea or anything like that. I was just like, oh my God, there's something.
You really supported me because like, I remember one specific time, not to get like a little like sad on us, but like,
anyways.
And so cut to the martini drinking. No, the night before you and I went to brunch where this all kind of got started. Mm-hmm. Chris had come home from the road and I was like in a dark place, just feeling like you were just saying, some people really are wired. They are fulfilled being a stay-at-home mom. And I think that is so remarkable. And that is such an important job. And I have friends that do it and they are happy. And I love that.
Two things can exist at once. And you're going to do it and I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. I know when I do this podcast, I try really hard to not walk on eggshells. And because I'm always thinking, who am I going to offend? Is there a stay-at-home mom that's listening to this being like, hey, I'm fine. Don't worry. This is a safe place. Speak your truth
But because I was a full-time stay-at-home mom for, you know, until Charlotte was 18 months old, I know like that is
hard.
So freaking hard. Like,
and so fulfilling.
My hat, it is also so fulfilling, 100%. But I just always want to be respectful when I talk about that because it's
absolutely.
Because I know that is. I just
people
me,
know that from you
people,
though.
I know. I hope so. But just the way that I'm wired, like you're saying, like I wish something a little bit more that I needed and that I wanted, and so. When I started doing this, I started doing like the little dinners for my girlfriends when Chris was out of town. Anyway, but there was one night in particular that I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? Like, I just feel Chris came home and I was sitting on the kitchen floor bawling my eyes out because I felt so unfulfilled and I felt bad about it.
Yeah.
The guilt that came with that.
Yeah.
But the freedom that also came with me telling him that I felt that way. And he was like, honey,
by the way, her husband, Chris, I forget.
He's an angel.
He's an angel. Yeah. And he's in the music world. We're going to talk about him a little bit later. But for those listening, I forget sometimes that we're best friends. We know everything about each other.
Yeah.
He was on the road because he was a touring musician.
He was a touring musician for like a very long time.
Yeah.
Now he's home. Thank God. He's a writer producer now. And I get to see him every day.
Yes. Love.
But he used to tour for a living and that was hard. So I was alone for days at a time, weeks at a time sometimes with the baby. And that was fine. But I just was like, I need more. So he came home and I called you the next morning and you and I went to brunch. And that's when you had that conversation with me of like, Court, we got to find you something. Yeah. And then later on that week, I think you might have mentioned the cheese thing.
You mentioned it to me. It was your brain. And you said, like, I love doing this, but you were like, how do I make a business out of it? And like, I was like, I don't fucking know. I wasn't like, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't know. But at the time, Instagram had just started popping off. Yeah. You know, I think I had just, at this point in my life, I had already been on Very Cavalieri, and I had some Instagram followers, and I was officially an influencer. Yeah.
We met years and years before.
But by the time this conversation with us happened, you know, I was an influencer, and I was like, I don't know, Instagram seems to be making me some money. You should maybe do that. And you're like, yeah, but like, because it was, you were on the forefront of it. You're like, yeah, but people like,
yeah, but how?
How do I do?
Yeah.
And I was like, Courtney, just start posting. Just start posting your cheese boards. What she creates is so mind-boggling beautiful with food. I was like, post pictures of it, bitch. People will be impressed. I'll repost it. I'll, you know, help you. That's the only thing I'll say, I guess. I like reposted it a bunch because I was I had the followers and I knew that they would be obsessed.
I'll never forget. So you told me to post it and I didn't even start the business page or anything yet. I was posting on my personal page. Yeah. I'm posting it. And then this girl calls me one day. I had like a unknown number and I answer the phone. And I'm like, hello. She goes, hi, I'm Lauren Daigle's tour manager. I saw your Instagram page through my friend Genevieve. Would you be interested in doing her cheese boards for like the Ryman show on Monday? And I was like,
because you guys, we live in Nashville. So these musicians come in and they need their backstage stuff. Food. They're set up.
So I just said yes. And then I called you.
I remember.
And then literally the next day, you're like, meet me at Tin Roof.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Do you remember? Yes. Because I was like, then it hit me. You did all the legwork, but then it hit me. I was like, oh my God, this is what happens.
This is it.
This is what you're going to do. Uh-huh. So you called me freaking out. You were so grateful, thankful, so amazing. You guys.
She was bawling, probably was excitement. So just happy. Beyond.
I'm like, you're going to fucking crush it. She did. She took pictures. I was like, take all the content. Yeah. And then we went to Tin Roof. And I said, this is how the business goes.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking do this. This is what you do. And you're like, well, yeah, I know. How? And then
we sat with the cocktail napkins and we just said, because this is how her brain works. She needs to write it out. You guys know she's got to write it out.
If you were listening to this and you didn't catch on to where she said we were, where were we? It's a very common theme.
We were at home.
Tin Roof. We were at Tin Roof. They need a fucking, I need my picture up in there.
Are you not sponsored yet?
Tin Roof. Come on, reach out.
Free shots, like something.
Reach out. Anyways, we were at Tin Roof and I had to write it out on a cocktail napkin.
Because we're like, okay, what's my business name? Like, I have to do this in 2 days. Yeah. What's my business name? You're like, okay, Nashville Cheese Lady.
Lady.
I don't have cats. Nothing against people that have cats.
No, but we were like looking at that napkin like, yeah, Nashville Cheese Lady. And then you go.
I was like, something feels a little like grandma about Nashville Cheese Lady.
Yeah, you're right. And then one of us were like chick or something. And I think we were just like gal. Like girl, gal. Yeah.
And so you made my Instagram handle right there. Yep. Like you made it.
Yeah, I made it. I was like, it's not taken.
No, and that's all we did. Monday, I drop off the cheese boards. I will never forget this moment as long as I live. I am pulling away from the Ryman. I can see it in my rear view and I call you. And your words were, bitch, you've got 30 minutes before I post you.
Yeah.
I want you to go on the Instagram. Here's the password to your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, because I had it all. I created it.
You had it all.
I had your login for a while, bitch.
I mean, you could have done some damage with that. So you were like, post photos, put a bio.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything. I go, okay. Yeah. I put it all. And Shannon went on the stories and you posted all these sweet things about me and just launched my career in the first 24 hours. I had like 3,000 followers.
You launched your own career, but yes.
And no, but you gave me that. I'll never.
We all have our springboards. Mine was Kristen and Very Cavalieri. So, credit where credit's due.
No, but I just really always like.
Happy to. Be on. We'll do it again. Continue to do it.
I know. And she's the most loyal friend. And that is something that I do. Hope that you guys know about her.
But, I love you.
Yeah, I know. And so since then, it just like the business exploded.
You guys, she does
cheese boards for
Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, I didn't
name. I'm going to make you do it. I know it's cringe, but let's give the heavy hitters. We got Casey Musgraves. We got, a million famous people, like literally. I'm sorry, I'm asking you to do this.
No, sure. I don't know how to say this without sounding like
you're like anyone who's famous has eaten my cheese.
Pretty much,
literally.
And, well, as far as I mean,
literally.
That is kind of true. No, it is kind of true.
Literally, pop stars, country stars, any star in the world has been to Nashville for a show and has called up, ring ring, the cheese gal.
It's so we are wild.
Let's take a little break from the podcast to talk about Noom. Now, you guys have heard me rave about this, and I'm just not going to stop raving about it, but let's break down what it is, okay? It all starts with food, or more so eating, and what our relationship with that looks like, okay? And I know for a lot of people, it can be a lot of different things. It can be an emotional experience. It can be a happy experience, a sad experience, whatever that might be. I know this for sure. It's personal. It's individual. Everyone is different. So when it comes to managing your weight, it makes sense that Noom has taken a very personalized psychology-based approach. Noom is seriously, legitimately upping the game in a really, really positive way in regards to weight management. Because I know a lot of these weight programs out there are focusing on what you're eating. Well, Noom is using science, we love that, we love science, to help you understand why you're eating, okay? And those are two very different things. And I feel like that's important to understand the difference in those two things, which Noom is doing with their psychology-based approach that helps you build better habits and better behaviors that are easier to maintain. Okay, easier to maintain because they are simply becoming a part of your day-to-day life, because that is what we should be focusing on. Not these short-term easy fixes, but truly building habits that'll last a lifetime. James is obviously in the health and fitness world himself, and he's always telling me that it's the habits that you build that produce the real results, okay? Not these instant fixes, not when you're just trying to change the number on the scale, but changing our mentality overall. Noom is super, super personalized as well. You've got coaches there helping you every step of the way, and they're humans, not robots. And the best part, you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. So it's really great for anyone out there that thinks they might be too busy for this. I promise they make it easy. They break down your eating choices to help you better understand why you might be having certain cravings, etc. And also, the steps they give you are going to be ones that you can apply and put into your practice on day one. So what are you waiting for? Okay, sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today. No, we have progressed from the Nashville Cheese Gal to the just Cheese Gal. And I'm just
and
really
I closed that down last year.
We had a brick and mortar in Nashville, which was
and
amazing.
I want to set the record straight one thing that drives me, it's so hard because I feel like I'm just such a, when it comes to the truth, and I see if something's said about me that's like not true, I'm like, no, that's not true. Like, let me tell you.
Listen, sister.
Oh, I know you understand. And everyone's like, oh my God, her business failed. She had to close her. I'm like,
someone said that.
Oh, I've had so many so many people say, I'm like, wait, why have no idea. That is not what happened. I literally walked away. I had to. It was not sustainable for me to keep going and doing the business and content and my kids. I had to make a choice, and I made a choice.
I'm going
to
actually, I remember this.
You remember when I called you?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I remember you called me. And here's another thing. And I always try to like turn stories around, especially my long rambling stories. I always try to have a tiny lesson in there somewhere so that people feel like they gained something from this podcast other than being like, what did I just listen to for an hour?
Oh yeah.
Because a lot of the times it's just me rambling. But it's a lesson to anyone doing something that doesn't want to quit it because they're like, then I'll be a failure. It goes back to what I say when I'm like, quit your job at Google and make soap. You are not a failure from walking away or pulling out of something that is not filling up your cup as much as it is emptying it.
It's so true.
Had so much going on. I remember you called me and you said, you gave me the whole rundown of the pros and cons list of why you really shouldn't keep your gorgeous, stunning, trendy, amazing brick and mortar open. And I said, Courtney, are you asking me if I think you should keep it open? Because the answer is no.
The answer is no.
And you were like, right? And I go, yeah, no, don't do that. I said to you, point blank, period, you need to do this now while you're on top, while you're in the green.
Yes.
Walk out while you're in the green, baby, because if you're this drained by this physical store, imagine if Revolve had a physical store. All these places, online's the way to go, baby. Ooh. Like, listen, if you are this drained from this right now, your business, stop while you're on top. And you did. And I said, don't even think twice. And it's hard, though. It's really hard to think because you let the outside noise get in. And I do that all the time. Oh, and I try not to. But, you know, it's you listen to so many people that love you. But the haters are some reason their octave is so much louder.
I know.
It's like the dog whistle that only we hear.
It's so true. And it was like one of those things that I had already been thinking in my head. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. But then when the moment presented itself, what happened was, basically, long story short, my assistant gave me her 2-week notice.
Yeah.
And she carried so much. And I was already stretched. Like, I remember when friends would ask me, Court, how are you doing? I'm like,
not well, bitch.
Drowning. There's a reason why I went on the martini journey, okay?
Yeah. There's a reason we figured this out.
Cheers to that. Thank you.
No, and I remember, too, at some point you had your mom coming in and you kept telling me you felt guilty for having your mom work all these hours. It was a lot.
It was just a lot. And I think, to your point, a good lesson is, and I want you all to hear me when I say this, because especially here, I feel like in America where we're married to our work, right?
Yeah.
We can't sometimes, when you're in something for so long, you can't possibly think of any other way outside of that. You can change your mind. You can change your mind. There's power in that. And going, you know what? No one else has to answer at the end of my life for my life except for me. And I'm the one living it. And I don't want to do this anymore. And when I said it, I was like, and when I said it to Chris, he goes, so glad to hear you say that.
Yeah.
And so now
you see the relief all over your face. If you know you.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you know, like it was draining me, but like even more than that, it was always so funny because people would ask me when I had the business,
right,
is this what you always dreamed of doing? And I would look at them and go, actually, no, I used to pretend to be Martha Stewart. Like, yeah. So what is that? That's the how-to of it all. Right. I don't think I'm Martha or Ina, but they're my
girl,
heroes.
You better stop. Don't you dare.
They're my heroes, for sure. But it's just like the
you
art of it.
You are Martha Stewart.
At some point.
You are. She's our Martha Stewart.
Oh, my God. I just want to show people that they can make really delicious food and it's not hard. It doesn't have to be difficult.
You took a really important and cool step in your career and made a brick and mortar and made this business happen. But yeah. Like you said, there's so much power in changing your mind because listen, you can say anything you want to say about someone. I remember when I first started influencing or whatever, I remember hearing the people be like, because I'd be like, hey guys, and people be like, who the fuck is she talking to?
Yeah.
And I'm like, like I remember the girls back home that were like, hey guys, welcome to my, and I'm like, you know, Alex Earle started somewhere. Her mean girls in college were probably talking shit about her. Yeah. And we're always gonna have people who are like weird, but when you say this is the step I'm gonna take for myself, and there's gonna be negative backlash, and guess what? I'm gonna try to remember that I have a supportive system behind that backlash, and it is what it is. And then you look back now, imagine if you were still drowning in that store. No.
I actually can't even
picture it.
I can't, and I've had to turn down really big names.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, because I'm like, if I take one, then I have to take them all. And I don't want to do it anymore. I love what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I get to show people how to do it now instead of being gone all the time. And that was the other thing is my kids. I missed them so much. Yeah. And I was doing two full-time jobs on top of theirs with content and that. So here I am now, and I love it. I get to teach people how to make dirty martinis, and like, here's a Sunday supper recipe. Make the spicy rigatoni, which, by the way, you've got to make that spicy rigatoni.
I will be making that. You also were born to be behind the camera. You were born to be behind the camera. I expect nothing else but to log onto Instagram and to find out what I'm going to cook for dinner that night by looking at your page. I get hyper fixated on some recipes that you have, and I will just make them four or five times in a row. And James is like, this is delicious. We've had it six times.
We've had it every day this week.
We've had it six times. And I'm like, no, but I love it. So actually, James and Courtney just met, and and I was like,
he's
Courtney.
So sweet, by the way.
He's an angel.
No, he's so kind, like a little gentle giant. I just like when it's hugging.
I know,
he's so sweet,
like a sweet teddy bear.
He's so, I told him, I said, when we're done with our renovations, so next year we'll have you guys over for
literally,
dinner.
Literally.
Oh my God.
The house is in array. But
wait, did I send you the screenshot of what that girl DM'd me the other day?
No.
Oh my God. Oh, I gotta pull up. She was like, instead of your periods being in sync, you, Taylor, and Shannon all have your renovations in sync. I'm like, you're not wrong. But also, I think we're all supposed to start this week too. So
it's
cheers.
So funny. Not our periods being in sync, but our renovations being in sync. And the craziest thing is Taylor and I lived next door to each other for less than a month before our periods synced up. Hers went 2 weeks late, which for her is scary. That's a scary thing for Miss Monaco. She loves to have babies. And then mine shifted 2 weeks early because they were like, must connect.
Must.
And I was like, damn it.
I know.
And we synced up, and then you were like, our renovations are syncing up. And then Taylor wrote back and she was like, LOL, but actually we're both about to be on ours next week. Are you?
Like,
and you were like, yes. Okay. Anyways. All right. I have a couple questions that we ask people, but that is the origin story of
Let's
us, of Cheese Gal, of your life.
I'm so long-winded. No, I really am.
Bitch,
I'm really long-winded.
Who do you think you're
on? Do you know how many people tell me all the time? They're like, wrap it up. And I'm like,
oh, I can't.
How?
I
how do
can't.
People... Speak quickly.
I'm going to speak for both of us. I won't be wrapping anything up. And on that note, I think we're out of martinis. And this is not producer Courtney's job at all. But at one point when we were, before we were starting the podcast, I go, oh no, I think we're going to finish these on camera. And Courtney,
I go,
LaCourt,
oh, guess I'll just go make us quick little batch.
I'll pre-batch this shit. And I was like, hell yes. And then Courtney goes, I'll pour it during, the producer Courtney said, I'll pour it during the podcast. And I said, that's astonishing. So here we go.
You know, Courtney's are always just historically speaking, just
better.
Fabulous.
Better than
just,
everyone else.
You know, look at this. It's going to be so freezing. And
oh my God, it's good.
Do you see that?
Guys, this is ASMR if you're
Gorgina.
Just listening. Gorgina. Wow. Nothing better than a 2 p.m. Monday martini.
Listen, I haven't had a sip of alcohol in 9 days.
So. I love that I'm the one you're getting back on the bandwagon. Is it jumping off the wagon or getting back on the wagon? You're off the wagon. I love being off the wagon.
Getting I'm back in the wagon, on the wagon.
This is how you know we drink.
This is
we
how
don't
you
know what wagon we're on or off, but
we're on a wagon.
We're
that's
on
all
wagon
you need to know.
Together. Mm-hmm. Oh, how busy life can be. And it is like the second that I stop traveling and I'm just like sitting put in Tennessee, my life is even more as chaotic than ever. I think you can actually hear the construction workers in the background of me talking right now. There is one thing after another and I can get a bit overwhelmed with the best of them. And the main thing that I love doing is starting my day off strong. That's the best thing I can do for myself is just know that every morning I'm going to kick it off right with some quick and nourishing and delicious food. Daily Harvest has got me and you covered when it comes to options that hit every craving and are super easy to make and are loaded down with fruits and veggies. Can never have enough fruit and veggies, okay? I just like really, really love fruit so much. So the way they integrate it into everything just makes me really happy. I love their smoothies because that is how I first got started with them. But then I discovered the wonderful world of their forager bowls, okay? And I am obsessed with those. I love them. They are so easy to do. The apple cinnamon one is my personal favorite. It tastes homemade. Like I honestly sometimes put it in a different bowl and just convince people that it's homemade because it's so delicious. Also, the coolest part is Daily Harvest works directly with farmers. Now, I come from a farming town, so this is really important to me. My best friend husband is a farmer, actually. Shout out to Cole. Grayson, if you're listening to this, I love you guys. So I love that Daily Harvest is getting that perfect peak ripeness and freezing it so that they can lock in that always in season taste and just picked nutrition. Now, when it comes to better choices, Daily Harvest makes it easy. They support farmers who invest in improving the biodiversity and health of our soil. Even their recyclable and compostable packaging, where possible, makes me feel like I am making a positive impact on our environment. And all I have to do is eat and enjoy. We all deserve easy mornings. Me especially. I feel like I'm up on the totem pole of really deserving an easy morning. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. Go to dailyharvest.com/probably to get $65 off your first box. That's huge, by the way. That's dailyharvest.com/probably for up to $65 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/probably. Okay. So martinis refilled. Yeah. Cheers. Let's take one more
refilled.
One big sip. Actually, I had a review on my podcast that said, please stop eating and drinking during your podcast. And I thought that is so weird. I do not eat during my podcast, but I do be drinking.
And also,
shut up.
How boring.
Also, shut up. Okay. So I have a couple questions for you. Sure. We're going to get to the nuts and bolts of it all.
Okay.
Because I feel like this is a finance podcast, as we all know, but it's an educational podcast. Yeah. We need to ask you some questions. I asked everyone if they had any questions for you, and a couple people wanted to know a couple things.
Yeah.
One, where, and I was like, ooh, this is a good question. I want to know this. Where to splurge with cheese boards and where to save money? Because listen, cheese do be getting expensive.
Okay. Let me tell you, that's the thing. Even when I had the business, like people would go, it's how much? I'm like, do you know how much cheese is?
It's true.
Even at Kroger, it's so expensive.
It's true. Kroger has that one section that's like, you know, the cheese and meats, and people do realize like, oh, I know it's pretty, why is it so expensive? I'm like, nice cheese is expensive.
Yeah, it is. And so here's the thing. My answer with that is, it depends what your budget is, first of all, but I feel like you should always put one stunner. One, we call her a conversational cheese, okay?
Yes.
So our conversational cheese today, it's a Marin French brie. This brie is so fabulous.
Oh,
God. You know, and this small little thing is like $12.
Damn.
And that's and that's actually on the lower end
of
artisanal cheeses. Yeah. So I would just, honestly, you don't have to go crazy. Even if you go to like Trader Joe's, they have incredible cheeses.
Unexpected cheddar. Love
it. Unexpected cheddar. Always. If there are three things that you ever buy from Trader Joe's, listen up. Three things from Trader Joe's. Unexpected cheddar.
Yes.
Okay. St. Andre. That's my favorite creamy, spreadable, bloomy rind cheese. It's cream and butter in the best way.
Yes. Say less. Diet. Say more, actually. Please say more.
Yeah. And then I would also say for another cheese, their Thousand Day Gouda.
Oh,
delicious.
I've seen that one.
It has those like cheese crystals in it. It's so yummy. Those are the three cheeses that you need to get.
From Trader Joe's.
Yeah, under $20. So when it comes to, in fact, your question, sorry.
Listen.
It must be the martini.
Listen, like, sister.
So what were we saying?
This podcast is not a, people like, I literally talked to
people
that have
format.
Podcasts. They're like, so what, format.
Yeah.
They're like, what's your format? I was like, nothing.
format?
Literally nothing. If it wasn't for producer Courtney, I wouldn't have these notes. Oh, no. You know, I just literally threw them across the room.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so good.
Okay, no format. Keep it going, babe.
No format. I mean, so yeah, what's the most? Okay, I would spend the most money on your cheese. The rest of it, make sure you have a cracker.
have a
vehicle to get into your
mouth,
right?
It could
be a cracker, the vessel. It could be sliced baguette. Get some, you can see I have here, I have like dried fruit. I have fresh fruit. Some nuts, some olives.
Yeah, you can get these at a lower price for sure.
You can ball on a budget.
Here's what I think people should pay more attention to, and you're really good about this. And this is what, there was a while there where I was really leaning into my own little, like you just, when you follow her, you're like, okay, all of a sudden I now have to make a $800 cheese board.
And you're like, oh. But you don't have...
It doesn't have to be $100.
Expensive. Nope.
But here's what I did that I really think changed the game. One, you changed the game with these little... What are these called?
Just like fresh herbs. So like that's rosemary.
Rosemary that goes... Mm-hmm. What's it called though when you just put something on top of something?
A garnish.
A garnish. Yeah, the garnish...
It steps everything up.
It steps everything up. Yep. And it's literally a tiny pinch of like rosemary to put on top of something. Small. And here's the thing too. Bow. The little glass dishes that you can... Yes, mm-hmm. you might spend a little bit of money on the front end, but you will reuse 100 times.
It's so
obviously
true.
Your wooden cheese board. You can find these basically anywhere nowadays.
And you know what too? You don't even have to use a wooden cheese board. If you have like a beautiful serving platter, I love serving platters because they have like a little bit of a lip. And you can kind of just
pack
it
them
all
in there.
Yeah, you can pack it in there.
Right. Whereas a board, you kind of, things can fall off. Agreed. And I think a nice, everyone probably can go in your closet. You can go in your, you know, pantry right now and find a dish, a big white serving dish and, you know, use it as your cheese board.
But I've used a Pyrex baking dish before. Okay. And taken it to be like a picnic.
Take it or leave it, baby.
There you go.
And these little glass dishes that you put olives in, it adds levels to things. And I remember one time I saw that you had these little honey spoons and I went on Amazon and
I bought them.
You can only buy them in bulk. So I have about 150 of them, but these tiny little wooden honey spoons that I put in the honey and everyone's like, oh my God, all of it. It just up levels your boards. And these things aren't expensive.
No.
I love that.
You can really can ball on a budget.
You can.
It's the presentation of it all.
Yeah.
And it's like the fact of like, you're making something really yummy look pretty and put together.
Exactly.
You know, and
exactly. All right. What are and I know you said your godmother taught you always have a chilled bottle of champagne and some cheeses to go together. Mm-hmm. But if you were to have top three things that you would recommend for hosting.
Okay. Number one, yes, definitely have your champagne.
Yeah.
But also when it comes to the menu, okay, it depends the time of day. So like if you're just like doing happy hour, do a cheese board. Do this actually that morning. Leave the crackers off. Leave the nuts off. Saran wrap the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Put it in the fridge. Take it out 30 minutes before.
Right.
Put your crackers on. But what I would say is do as much as you can before so that you don't have to stress. When your people are there, you can be with your people.
That's
you
such a good point. Oh my God, I never thought about that. I'm always the girl that's running around with like
simple.
A chicken with their head off. Like, sorry guys, you need anything?
And that's the thing. Do it all ahead. Do like pick things thoughtfully ahead of time going, okay, I actually just want to like hang out with them.
Right.
So what can I make this morning that I can either take out before they get there or like pop in the oven if it needs to be warmed up?
Like prep.
Yes.
Okay. Prep.
And it does not have to be like, that's the thing that I hope people take away from what I post and from my Instagram page. It's like, this art form doesn't have to be complicated and it doesn't have to be expensive. You could do it on any budget with, you know, wherever you live, go to your grocery store, buy X, Y, and Z.
The way this is the most accurate thing you've ever said. And I think this is why people resonate and follow you so much because you do make these. Now, listen, you are straight up and honest. You say this one's going to be a little bit pricier, but X, Y, Z.
Right.
But the way that you make things so beautiful, so delicious and thoughtful. And you and I have been in New York City together and gone to our favorite Italian restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, her and Chris, her husband, know so much about so much. And
to talk about the actual
chef. Okay. You're like, okay, so the chef was married three times, but I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know this. True. He's
wild.
Unbelievable.
So, but you make these dishes taste like that. But I remember the dish that I'm talking about that I made five times for James was this dish where you literally went and bought boursin.
Yep.
Cheese.
Oh, is the crispy baked boursin?
Yes. And I'm like, this didn't cost anything. It was so easy to do. So anyways, you make things
so
very
good.
Attainable. And I really like that about you. So
thank you.
Anyways,
that means a lot.
You do that really well.
Okay. I love that though, because I sometimes, especially, you know, in the past, I felt intimidated when I'm on Instagram. I'm like scrolling. I'm like, oh my God,
how will I do that?
How do I have the time? How do I don't have the skill for that. I have no professional like cooking background.
That's how I felt.
I'm like, okay. And so I want to just make it feel like I can do that.
That makes your content, if you guys follow her at Cheese Girl, please follow her. It's all very digestible. And I don't mean that in a weird pun because you're making food, but it's all, you can digest your recipes really well because you literally make it simple. And you're like, okay, we're going to, she says stuff like, we're going to brine this. Now that's a weird, complicated term. Let me break that down what that means. And it's easy and you make it really like fun to do.
Thanks,
so,
girl.
And you're also, much like your daughter, which we're about to talk about her, you're just funny. Like you just, I don't love to hang out with people that aren't funny. You guys don't realize this because she never comes on the mic, but producer Courtney, so funny. I really don't surround myself with people that aren't funny. I just find it to be exponentially boring. So
same.
Anyways, everyone in my life is really funny and you're really funny. So her content is also great. You guys have been slaying my life with all the compliments lately because everyone keeps telling me my hair is looking so nice and healthy and long. And listen, you guys are on my hair journey with me, whether you like it or not. I cut my hair into a straight up bob 2 summers ago. And honestly, I felt so flirty and fun. And I was just loving it. It was a vibe. But then you wake up one day and you're like, shit, I want my long hair back. But I didn't want to get extensions, okay? I wanted to go the natural route. I had extensions forever. And here's the thing. They were glued in. Those were the kind of extensions I had for 11 years. It truly resulted in so much hair loss and thinning hair. And I thought that was just going to be my fate. I was like, I'm going to have extensions forever. Until I saw everyone and their mom literally using Divi. Divi really is just that girl. Like, it's an amazing product for hair loss and thinning and even dry scalp. Dry scalp will be the death of me. Like, honestly, I have it so bad. I used to think I was lucky to not have really oily hair, but now I realize that my scalp health is so important. And if it's too dry, that is no bueno. I started out using Divi shampoo and conditioner duo. And when I tell you, you can feel that stuff working. You just instantly know, yep, this is absolutely tingling in the best way possible with tea tree oils, amino acids, hyaluronic acids, and more, which are all amazing for your scalp. And I just love it. Then when my hair is still damp, I toss in some of their magic scalp serum that seriously improves the appearance of breakage, nourishes your hair follicles, and removes product buildup that is in your scalp. I love ordering Divi as a gift for my friends who are new mamas because postpartum hair loss is a thing, okay? And they all love getting Divi because it just simply works. And they also just came out with a hair vitamin that is sure to be a new staple in your routine as well. So if you want to take back control of your hair and scalp health and do it with clean, science-backed ingredients, then I have a special offer for the Probably a Podcast audience. Go to divi.com/probably or enter probably at checkout for 20% off your first order. That's diviofficial.com/probably for 20% off your first order or use code probably at checkout. Next question. What is, and I just made these ribs. I have this recipe, these bourbon apple butter ribs. I just made them the other day. I call it my marry me meal because I basically make them anytime I want to really impress someone. Ooh, I made
those
them
for look good.
They're really those delicious.
Look real good.
It's a lot more steps than your casual, just like throw it together meal, but it's my meal that I have almost memorized at this point. And it's what I do to just straight up impress someone because, and I call it my marry me meal, but I literally have done it for every female in my life, every man in my life, every, you know, family member in my life. And they're always like, I got it from my mom and they're always like, oh my God, you made this. And I'm like, yeah. So what's your marry me meal?
It's probably my Cabernet, pot roast.
Cabernet pot roast.
Cabernet braised pot roast.
Okay.
It is
sounds amazing.
So freaking good.
Anything with wine in the title.
Anything with wine and with like a pot roast. It's so delicious. And it's one of those things like you can do it in the Instant Pot. So it's it's not like the hard, but it takes you just a little bit of time. Like you first have to sear it and get that nice crust on there.
The marry me meal does not have to be complicated. It so just has to be something that makes someone want to marry you.
Yeah. And it's like one of those things where it's like the entire time everyone's going, oh my God, this is so, so good.
Yeah.
That and then the dessert part of that.
Ooh.
And this is one of my favorite, like we do this almost every time we host and people freak out.
What?
Okay. It's no bake. It's no fuss. You literally take really good vanilla ice cream. Get very sweet sherry. Very sweet, which is a port wine.
Port wine. Yeah.
But you want the very sweet and you pour that over the top of your ice cream. You crunch like Biscoff cookies.
Ooh, yeah.
Or you could do gingerbread if it's like that time of year.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, that's you, it. That's
that,
it.
That is literally it.
And people lose their mind.
Lose their mind. And we got this recipe years ago from this like sommelier in Austin at this bar at this like it's this whole story, but she gave
and that
us,
also doesn't sound expensive, by the way.
It is, and it takes you 2 seconds. Imagine you put them in pretty little glasses like this.
Yeah,
scoop ice cream, scoop ice, and you pour that over top.
The vessels are important.
Boom.
Make the vessels pretty, and people forget what's in it,
and people think it's fancier than it is. And I'm like, I didn't have to think about it.
Right,
for everybody. But I'm telling you, like, do that for James sometime.
Okay, yeah,
and then report back because it sounds you're like, wait, what? A lot of people like haven't even had like I honestly I don't think I had even had
port wine.
No, until I had that I was like
I always see it on menus.
So good. It's dessert, so it's like a almost syrupy.
Yeah.
And over the ice cream.
When you're in Europe,
then the crunch of it all.
When you're in Europe, it's like
I love food.
Would you like a dessert menu? And the dessert menu always has port wine and cheeses at the bottom.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Extra sweet cherries, what you want?
Okay.
And it's fabulous.
Love it.
No bake.
Marry me meal. Marry me dessert. Done.
Yep.
And they're both easy.
Got you covered.
Okay. Are both of those recipes on your Instagram?
Yep. Cool. And should be on my website too. I started a blog earlier this year.
Oh man, love it. Not a blogger.
Well, except for like I keep forgetting to blog.
Here's the thing. When I look for recipes, I usually go straight to Google. So I think from a business perspective, we're just talking shop. It's smart to do that.
Cheesecow.com. Yep.
I will go to your Instagram because I follow you and I know you have stuff on
there. But it's hard to find the recipe.
But then I have to search. I have to like scroll. So yeah, maybe, you know, keep blogging.
I really should
keep blogging,
babe. It's been a few weeks.
Just make sure you add one of those tabs that say skip to recipe. So I know everyone has to add the fluff, but like, give me the button that says skip to recipe.
I hardly do a fluff.
Don't do the fluff.
It's like this much fluff. I'm like, I have never once in my life actually.
I always click the button, skip to recipe.
Listen, Half-Baked Harvest, love you.
I go right to the recipe. People are like,
right to the recipe.
People are like, I'll never forget when my great grandfather told me. And you're like, I skipped your recipe.
Could care less. I need to show me the short ribs.
Yes, we get it. The fluff is fluffy, but skip your recipe. Like, I don't. Okay. All right. And last question.
Yeah.
Favorite meal that you've ever had, where and when?
I would say Donnie and Gia in New York.
Okay.
Did you ever go when you lived
there? Where'd we go together?
We went to Bevette, and we also went to,
what's that place with the guy, the Frank's, chef and everything about?
We went to Frankie's.
With the lemon pasta.
Yeah, that was really good.
So good.
Donnie and G. And you sit at the bar. It's impossible to get a reservation. But if you go like 45 minutes before, you can wait in line.
Yeah.
And the bar seats are first come, first serve.
Love.
They have one Michelin star.
Okay.
And it's for this rolled lasagna that is unfreaking believable.
When you say rolled lasagna, what do you mean?
Literally, okay, imagine a big
hands. Well, what do you mean?
Well, imagine so a baking dish,
yeah,
and you see all these like so the lasagna is rolled this way so it's flat.
Oh.
And it's pockets of the ricotta and this like whatever's in it.
I love that you say ricotta.
I was just trying. Like low key, never talk like that.
We
at home.
Love it.
Just trying to like, yeah, I like the ricotta. You know what I'm saying? She likes the drama.
A flair.
A little flair. And it's the rolled lasagna. Amazing. Just like that meal at the bar. Sit at the bar. It's just like the vibe. I always want to sit at the bar.
Do you know what? When James and I go to New York, we almost always, mostly because I'm not a planner, I always go to restaurants. I also don't mind an early dinner. Some people are like, ew, an early dinner. Don't mind because I like to walk off my meal and then just keep drinking. Mm-hmm. So I will go to these restaurants. You can really pigeonhole these nice restaurants. Obviously not like Carbone or something, but you go early and you say, oh, hi, I don't have a reservation. And they look at you like, bitch, what are you about to say? You're fucking crazy. And then I go, I would love to sit at the bar. And then they're like, oh, yeah, please sit at the bar. Because, and here's the thing. If you go early, the bar will be empty. The restaurant might not be full. But who cares? Because then you talk to the bartender. You get all this extra treatment. You get your food quick. You get your drinks quick. You're like having conversation. They talk to you about the history of the restaurant sometimes. Like, it is such a vibe. And
it's such a vibe.
It genuinely is just, I really feel like people are like poo-poo the bar atmosphere. No, and I really enjoy.
I prefer it.
First
honestly.
Thing I'll say is, can I order food at the bar? It's first thing I'll say, can we order full? And they'll always go, oh yeah, it's full menu, full service. And I'm like, perfect.
Great. Sign me up.
Yeah.
So Don Angie.
Don Angie rolled lasagna.
The cocktails. And what I love about it too, because it's a Michelin star restaurant, but it's not like snobby.
White tablecloth
no,
vibes.
It's like, I'm over that, to be honest with you.
I've been very lucky, privileged, and honestly, you know, spent my own money at it and
same.
Been treated to. I'm really lucky that I date a man with a
there you go.
Good, great job. He's a good man, Savannah. He's a good man.
We have to also talk about how I almost talked in an accent.
Oh my God. We both suffer from the same fate where when we hear people talking in an accent,
toxic trait,
we do it back.
My cross to bear.
It's her own cross
to bear. It's truly unfortunate.
Courtney looked at me. She met James. She talked to him for literally 25 seconds. She looked at me. She goes, I forgot to tell you my most toxic trait. And I go, what? She goes, when someone talks to me in an accent, I talk back in their accent.
And I have to tell you, like, just this little sidebar. It is, I can't help it. It is in no way to make fun of anybody. But
no,
just
I know.
Like, not today. I'm like,
not
what?
Today. And then you're like, what?
Like, my friend Alice, one of my really good friends, she's also British, and I have to the entire, I'm like, don't, Courtney.
Don't do it. It's crazy. I do that. I used to do the same thing.
Obviously, it takes over my body.
I don't do it to James, obviously, unless I'm like trying to make fun of him. But when I tell you, I used to suffer the same fate. And I remember one time specifically, I told you this story earlier. I was trying to flirt with some guy and I was in New York and he was not British. He was something. I don't know.
Yeah,
and he had an accent and I was like talking to him and I started like speaking like him. And he's like, I'll do a British accent because I don't remember. He was like, are you taking the piss? And I was like, no. And then I was like, I mean, no. No. I don't know. Like, why do we do that? Is it the actors coming out? And it's like, I want to do the bit. I want to commit to the bit. You talk in an accent. I love it. I want to talk back.
I need to understand the science of it all. Because the first time it ever happened to me.
Surely other
I was
people
a flight
feel this
attendant.
Way.
No, it was my first day being a flight attendant.
Yes. You used to work for Southwest.
Southwest, yeah.
The Greyhound bus of the sky.
It was my first day being a flight attendant.
Yes.
And it was already stressful. Okay. Because I'm like really just thrown in there.
It seems like a stressful job.
Fun fact. The 6 weeks you're in flight attendant training.
Uh-huh.
They spend half a day teaching you how to actually do what you do every day.
Mm.
So, like, I had no idea.
What's the rest? Safety?
It's literally all safety. It's all drills. I know how to evacuate an aircraft.
I'll tell you what. That makes me happy.
No, I'd
rather have a girl that's a little bit socially awkward, but knows how to get me 100%. The fuck off that plane if I need to get off that plane.
I can get you out in 2 seconds, okay? I know where the
slide is. This is good to know. These are
travel
good
with me and I got you.
Insider information, good.
In fact, I was sitting in the exit row.
I bet you
And they do like the little spiel with me. And they're like, are you comfortable? I'm like, yeah, I used to be a flight attendant. Like,
oh my God, me.
Don't worry about me.
You wouldn't be able to get me to shut the fuck up. If I used to be a flight attendant and I was on a plane, I'd be like, babe, I used to be a flight attendant, actually.
No, there was a time at Christmas, like, you probably should stop telling them that because, like, they don't care. And I'm like, I know they do. They just want to know.
I know they do.
I
know they do care.
It was a really fun job, I have to say. Okay, it was so much fun. But anyway, my first day being a flight attendant, I'm thrown in, okay? Yeah. I'm in the trenches. It's a 12-hour day, and I'm like, what has happened to
right.
me? And it's the very last flight. I'll never forget it. I had also just served a 90-year-old woman a double vodka on ice, thinking it was water.
No. No, I thought you were going to say she was a 90-year-old woman who asked for vodka on ice. I was like, me, at 90.
I haven't even gotten to the accent part. This is all in the same flight. A core memory.
No, she asked for water.
She asked me, so what happened was this.
Why'd you pour, don't they come in mini bottles?
But they make you pour them unless it's requested. And I just come out of fresh out of training. So I'm following the rules. You know what I'm saying? Which I actually do that in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
But coming out of training, I was like, no. So they tell you, if you order vodka water, I have to pour it unless you say, can I mix it myself?
Right, okay.
So I don't bring the mini. So I pour the double vodka on ice and it's still sitting there and I'm still getting like my bearings. I'm like confused on my own little sheet taking orders. I'd never done it. It's my first day. Someone ordered water. And so I hear the little ding and I'm like, oh, okay. Hi, can I help you? She's like, honey, if I didn't have to drive home, I'd sure drink this, but this water smells a whole lot like vodka.
Oh my God, I love her. Where's she at?
And I go,
doing well, I hope.
Oh my gosh, she
alive
was
and
so,
well, I hope.
She was, I thought I was done for. She was so sweet.
Nice.
So sweet. But on that same flight, back to the accent, there was a German man. It's like not even an easy accent to try to do.
Yeah, I'm like, not an easy accent, but go ahead.
But this was the first time it ever happened to me. It was an out-of-body experience. I almost think I like triggered some sort of like autoimmune thing. It's like an autoimmune, I'm talking in your accent.
I agree.
I don't have
we should
accent.
Get tested because I have
There's
been in a situation
happening.
Where I'm like, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't
oh
mean
my
to
God.
Do that.
And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I promise to God, I'm not making fun of you. It's like, it's happening. So he orders, I'm not going to even try to say it. In a very German accent, orders his drink. And I tried to respond.
Which naturally was like...
Okay. Like, I can't even do it and the look on his face and I was just like
what did you say you repeated it back to him
I just repeated back to him and then I just walked away because like what do you say to that
listen here's
how
the
do
thing.
You come back
here's what
you
I'm don't. Really good at and here's what I'm really bad at uh-huh. and this is where I think you and I are the same and maybe someone listening to this would be like that if you told
that.
Me right now do a German accent I'd be like
I can't but
if you said do a French accent I'd be like I can't. But the moment, and I mean the solitary moment that someone German or French
They're
speaks to me,
my
I am
airfield.
Now able, yep. I am like yep. photographic memory with
True.
Accents. You speak to me, I will speak it right back to you. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like trying to shove yeah. the words back in my mouth. Like, I did not mean to do that.
I'm so sorry. I'm really like, so sorry.
I was drilling myself to see if I could
know.
Do that. And it turns out I can. And
I
I'm
can.
So sorry.
Oh my God. I just really apologize.
Anyways,
so
I've been
that's
there.
That's that. That's my toxic trait.
I've been there.
Now that I have that off my chest.
Got it off my chest. Mm-hmm. That was honestly, that was a great flight attendant
Thank
memory.
You.
Someone yeah. asked me what it was like being a flight attendant. So we covered that question.
So fun. I loved it.
Let's get to.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend. Let's get to a couple personal questions. Guys, whether you like it or not, you are all on my hair journey. And here's the thing. I'm not just saying this. I get a lot of questions about the way I style my hair. I really like the effortless, oops, didn't mean for this to look like this vibe. And here's the thing. I'm still using a product, okay? And the main thing that I'm using right now is the Curl Secret by Infinity Pro by Conair. I love it because it gives me these curls, but they also just fall really nicely. I just bought a second one for my guest bedrooms in my house because every time my friends come over and stay with me, I love them, but they're always trying to use this. So I got one to stick in there. My friends, you're welcome. Here's the thing with this. It is an auto curler, which means it is literally like magic. The hair goes in, the curl comes out. It is literally just like magic, okay? It's got an anti-tangling mechanism in there. I don't know how they do it. Like I said, like I didn't make this thing. I'm just a lover and user of it. I am the consumer. But it does not tangle my hair, and it really helps with any sort of frizz. There are 5 temperature settings. There's 3 different curl directions that you can do, so you can have different versatile styles of curling. Like I said, I'm more into the, like the effortless hair vibe. And so it falls really nicely. I love it. You can have wavy, loose, defined, whatever you want. The one that I have right now is technically just the wavy because, like I said, I like the way it falls. I'm obsessed with this. I think it's really, really an awesome idea. I've seen a lot of other products that kind of boast that they have these like curl automation things, but then they come out a tangled mess. And that is not the case with the Curl Secret by Infinity, by Conair. I love it. This is just going to give you long-lasting curls at the push of a button. So shop the Curl Secret by Infinity Pro by Conair exclusively at Ulta. I want to bring up Chris, your husband, who yes. I personally love and adore to the 10th degree so much.
Isn't he just like an angel?
Yeah. And you know when you just
love... I'm not even just saying that because I'm married to him, but like he's an angel.
He's an angel. But you know when you meet someone, he's also like an incredible... You guys, they're a dynamic duo. He's an incredible man on the meats. He's a meat man through and through.
Can barbecue... Barbecue, grill, whatever it is.
So when you meet someone and you see them together, and I only hope and pray that people will feel this way about James and I.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't. But those are the haters on the internet. And they can suck my martini.
That is...
No, but I pray that real people in real life that are not losers behind screens, when they meet you, they see you and together, it's a really beautiful thing when they see you individually and then together and they're like, oh my God, this just makes sense. And when I see you and Chris together and I just... Y'all are the most perfect little glove that are a puzzle piece that is literally designed for each other. And y'all are so beautiful and wonderful and fun to watch. It wasn't Club LaCourt for no reason. They were both involved. Like, it's just a fun experience being around you guys together. But outside of just you guys being perfect for each other and perfect for our Instagram feeds and seeing y'all cook together, he is, in his own right, an incredible, incredible writer.
So proud of him.
For music. And so I want to talk about that for a second because a lot of people are not from Nashville and we forget. You are so understanding.
We're like used to it. Like, oh, you're a writer? Cool. We know exactly what that means. What publishing company are you signed? Like, I know all the ins and outs. So Chris used to tour with Dustin Lynch for like 8-9 years.
Uncle Dustin.
Love Dustin. We Uncle love Dustin DL. Lynch. And from that, he started writing like right before I got pregnant with Charlotte.
Yeah.
He writing songs. You're right. I forget. I have to like be specific. Well, not because Chris tells me that too. He's like, you have to say like writing music. I'm like, oh yeah.
Right. Because not everyone is Taylor Swift. We know she writes all of her own music and she's incredible. But you guys listen to these famous musicians, the Luke Bryans of the world and all these people, and they might be co-writers on their songs, but a lot of the time...
They're not the only one writing that music.
Most musicians actually don't write any of their own songs. It's true. They're the performer. They have the star quality. Yeah. They got the looks, the pizzazz. They have everything in them, which is obviously very hard to possess. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they might not have actually written the song. So sometimes it's funny because I remember when I first moved to Nashville, I was like, oh my God, Luke Bryan singing this song, and I try to guess who it's about, not thinking to go look at who wrote it. He ain't singing this about his girlfriend. He didn't even write this song.
Let me tell you something. There are a couple songs Chris LaCourt's come home with, and I'm like, who's that about?
Who's
like,
that about?
I didn't write that part. And I'm like,
it's
sure.
Like, it's like, I'll leave you in the dust. Fuck these kids. You're like, who? What?
No, there was my favorite song Chris wrote, which is
I was going to ask you that question.
Sam Hunt, 23. Favorite song.
You guys, Chris LaCourt, her husband wrote 23 and Me.
He did.
No, that's...
That's a blood test, but close.
Oh, no, that's a blood test. That's like Ancestry.com.
So the good thing is Chris is Sicilian and 100%.
The great thing about Chris is he absolutely knows his heritage there's not a song called 23 and Me. But if you want to sponsor me, I would love to do a podcast ad for 23andMe. Oh my God, what's his song name?
23. You were so close.
Not 23andMe.
You were right
there. Oh no. Guys, I think I'm getting drunk.
No, like same. I'm like, oh no. Not my own martini.
Oh no.
Anyway, Chris is a songwriter and a producer.
Your favorite song that he wrote.
So
that was a question.
The reason why that song is my favorite is... it was during the times we don't like to talk about, 2020.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
We're all home, unfortunately. It was a real bummer.
And it's a real bummer.
Chris, normally he shares a studio with Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, I'm going to at least move the studio home for however long this lasts. So Chris moved at home. And so often, like, I'd be in the backyard with Charlotte trying to play with her, and I would hear the music he was writing. I would just hear it all day long. And there was one day in particular that I'm like, I just kept hearing this, like, music. And I'm like, man, I'm like dancing to it. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, oh my God, what a vibe. And later that day, I'm like, what was that? He's like, I don't know. He's like, Sam's coming up. He's doing like a songwriting camp soon, which is where a bunch of songwriters come together and they like stay for 3 or 4 nights and they try to like make
They just hits. Write music. I mean, they sometimes they sit there for a whole week. And that's all they do. And by the way, I should note, Sam Hunt is one of those special artists that's like...
He does write his own music.
He writes his own music, but a lot of the time...
Every song
he's on, but he has a lot of co-writers. Mm-hmm. So like, you gotta remember, it's like Taylor Swift and Aaron Dresser.
She writes with all these other people. Even people in Nashville she's working with. It's like, so... It's like a team effort, right. Essentially. So he's like, I'm gonna send this like vibe off that I got. And so then, I don't know, maybe 3-4 months later,
right?
Chris, I come home and Chris is like jamming. I'm like, what? This is the song.
Yeah,
this
what is it?
He's like, this is a jam. I go, this is a jam. And it was one of those, it just talks about like a time in your life. You're 23. You won't be 23 with anyone but me. It's like, this just, we can all go back.
That's where I got the me from.
That's where you got it from. You weren't far off. I was tracking. So it's just like everyone relates to it, but why it's even more special, it's the first song Chris ever not only wrote, but he produced it and he mixed it. It was like, and that song won awards. Like, it was so freaking cool.
You guys.
We were at an award show with Taylor Swift last year where he won.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll never forget. Courtney texted me.
Bitch, Juno is here just doing the 10-minute All Too Well.
This is
acoustic.
Pre-Eras tour. Oh, my God. We're holding hands. I'm like, this is pre-Eras tour. Taylor Swift comes to this. What was the ask?
Okay, so it's not a televised award show.
Right, which made it even more special.
In Nashville, this is a like highly revered award. It's the songwriters.
ASCAP?
What's it called? No, it's not ASCAP, but it's called... Oh, no, it's been a year.
It's not our job. Who cares?
Basically, what it is all the songwriters. Why it's special is because the songwriters vote on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's peer voted. Yeah, it's not where it gets political and it's the labels doing X, Y, and Z.
Right. It's not televised where everyone does concert breaks.
No,
it's true.
All those are like...
Straight up, like, this is the songwriters voting on good songwriting, which is incredible. And I'll never forget.
It's only 10 songs and it was that.
She called me. First of all, we have to praise Chris for a second because he literally won, which is incredible.
It was really cool.
But on the flip side, I'm texting Courtney, oh my God, congrats to Chris. She's like, bitch.
I'm like, look who's here.
She's like, she was like, I'll never forget. She goes, I wasn't going to film. I was going to try to be really cool. I was going to try to be a really cool wife and attendee who was just like enjoying the moment.
I'm sitting among all these people. And I'm like, famous not trying people. To be the ones like,
right. And she goes, Shannon. She goes, I looked around. Yeah. I saw about 6 other cameras up. She goes, the second I saw it, you listed like 4 famous people that you saw filming. And you go, when the famous people were filming, I said, fuck it. I'm filming.
I'm doing it.
And she sent me, I'll never forget, you sent me a video recording of Taylor Swift, again, pre-Eras tour, performing live, the 10-minute version of All Too Well. And amazing. I lost my other fucking mind.
Oh, and I'll never forget, Chris texted me from backstage. Chris goes, I literally just bumped in to Taylor. I go,
not him saying Taylor and not sweat. Not him saying Taylor.
Listen, you know what's the funniest thing is I actually don't normally fangirl.
Oh, yeah.
There are 3 people I would fangirl over.
Who's that? Taylor Swift, Martha Oprah, Stewart, and Oprah. Ina.
Oh. And Martha, 4. There's
okay,
4.
Okay. Would close. You actually, yeah, I feel close. Like you would just feel like you're just hanging out with Martha. I don't know if you'd fangirl. I feel like you'd be like, what up, girl?
When I say fangirl, I would mean I'm holding it. They wouldn't know because I feel like I am actually pretty good at that. They wouldn't know because even with what I did with my business, I walked into these people's homes. Yes. I'm face to face with Faith and Tim going,
Reese Witherspoon.
Here's your board asking just like I'm acting like I'm normal. They didn't
know.
I'm like,
hi. I literally felt this way about Reese Witherspoon and I've told this story before on the podcast, but I bumped into her and it was the only time.
Was she at like White's Mercantile or something?
Yes. And I feel like I meet a lot of famous people. I'm in a lot of situations
where
I'm like,
Nashville,
oh my God.
It's like so small.
Yeah. I'm like, really, they're so famous. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon was the only person that I could say starstruck. Like, I was like, oh shit. Did she notice that? Oh, Anna Grace is here. I was like, so did she notice that? And then I got out of meeting her and I picked up the phone and I called everyone I knew. And I was like, I just saw her. Reese Witherspoon.
Hello.
I love her.
I'm okay.
Nothing that I love more than talking about a brand on my podcast that I have already been using forever. So I'm so pumped that I get to work with this brand because I've been a lover of their products for so long. All right, you guys know me. James calls me a camel. He literally says I am the person that just doesn't drink water. I don't know. I don't get it. But one thing about me, and y'all know this, I am the consumer. So Element is legit the queen of electrolyte replenishment, which you need if you're just not drinking as much water as me. It's spelled like L-M-N-T, right? You guys have probably seen it everywhere because I got turned on to them, none other than Taylor, because she's obsessed with them and she's been obsessed with them since her pregnancy. But then James became their biggest fan. You guys, it's literally everywhere, right? It was just all over the house. Biggest thing that sets them apart from other electrolyte drink mixes, there's absolutely no sugar, zero, just salt to replace all of the lost sodium. There's no artificial ingredients, no coloring, no fillers, no gluten, honestly, just no BS. The reason that it's so important, by the way, to have electrolytes in our system is because they facilitate so many different functions in our body. Now, I'm no scientist, but listen, it is a conductive of nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, and fluid balance. Now, all those things sound way above my pay grade, but I do know that they're important, all right? Now, I personally love chugging some Element mix in my water before and after I drink wine. I feel like it just always helped me not have a headache the next day, staying nice and hydrated. Also, it helps with sleeplessness, so I love that. James is obsessed with Element after his workouts because when you sweat, you're losing electrolytes, okay? It's the loss of sodium that we gotta replace so that we don't get cramps, fatigued, and all those annoying other things that come with working out. And everyone is using Element, by the way. All right, so you might as well just jump on the train. We got pro athletes using it. We got Olympic athletes using it. Even the Navy SEALs drink it. So, you know, it's the good stuff. And right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single serving packets for free with any Element order. That's a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/probably. This deal is only available through my link, by the way. You got to go to drinkelement.com/probably. Also, Element offers no questions asked refunds, so try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, share it with a salty friend and they will give you your money back. No questions asked. You've literally got nothing to lose. drinkelement.com/probably. Anyways, the songwriting is very important. Yeah. It's very monumental. And that was the question. My question was, what was the favorite
It'd
song?
It'd be that one. Second. Can I say this? Because Please. This was also just like the coolest moment ever.
Yeah.
He wrote Ain't That Some on Morgan Wallen's latest record.
I love that song. Ain't That Some. Down, hoop,
and I always change the lyrics to when it says C-O. C-R, wait, what is it?
He spells country. He spells country. C-O-U-R-T-N-Y.
I spell Courtney.
You spell Courtney.
C-O-R-T-N-Y.
Courtney.
But we got to the coolest moment was we were in Northern California, found out Morgan had a show in Southern California, in San Diego.
I remember this.
And he was like, and he goes, let's go see the show. I want to see it played in a stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
And the moment that
everyone,
it still gives me chills. I put it on my TikTok and it went like crazy.
Everyone knows the words to all those songs. That's a smash.
Watching my
Ain't That Something.
But and the whole time you're like waiting for the song. You're waiting for the song to drop. And then you hear the intro. And I'll never forget looking back. And I keep calling him an angel. But like, I'm so freaking proud of that man. Like, he works so hard for our family. And I just love him so much. But like, to look back and see him. See his song being played for 50,000 people, and he's looking around. And
you're
just
actually
like,
about to cry.
I really am, and I did. I'm also jumped like in the video. I'm jumping. I'm screaming. Like, I've never heard myself so feral, but like, I was so freaking proud, and like, just to see that moment was one of the highlights for sure.
I love that of our journey. You're so pure. I'm gonna cry. I'm a sympathy crier. I'm like, I'm crying. So I wasn't there. I just love it.
Yeah, I'm just so freaking proud of him.
I love that.
But like, seeing that's my second favorite song.
Oh, that's one of my favorite. That's like my favorite Morgan Wallen song of the album.
J-Yum,
Ain't That Some Down Home?
I should know the words.
We should know the words.
I should know the freaking words.
Not her husband writing the song and us being like, an incredible experience.
Yeah,
I feel like I was there when I watched your TikTok, and this is an absolutely fantastic transition into TikTok because you guys always plug. You guys need to follow her. So now. And only because, not because someone previously took this username, but because she had this username and lost it.
Can't remember the password.
On TikTok, it's not
cheese. Don't know what email it's under.
We'll figure out a way to get you back in, babe. It's not cheese. This is why I need to create all your Instagrams.
Thank you. This is where I lost the mojo.
I got to have the login. No, so find her on TikTok for CHZ Gal. But this is not actually food related at all.
No.
This is a journey.
This is true crime.
This is a true crime podcast now. This is no longer a finance podcast. This is a true crime podcast. Yep. And yep. I had a lot of people message me. We're going to end the podcast on this because we've literally been talking for 85 hours. But we're going
to.
It's
so easy to talk.
It's so easy. This is us so when we get together. We just don't shut the fuck up.
No, never.
Courtney's going to be editing this audio. Like, I have to cut her audio off and put hers on because we just keep talking at the same time.
That's so bad.
Which is actually really comforting because a lot of people say I interrupt people, but you and I just keep speaking at the same time.
I probably interrupt you.
No, it's how we talk. And it's just how I talk. And it's how you talk. And we love it.
Well, when you're real friends too, it's like, yeah.
Keep up if you can, keep bitches. If you can't, get out of here. Just kidding. Keep listening. All right. So the TikTok is astonishing because Anna Grace, who just walked in the door.
She was the one that pushed me to do this.
Anna Grace said, you have to post this on TikTok. And so this is, again, not food related, not drink related. She had this story, which I'm going to take the tiny little forefront and then I'm going to let you take it away. Mm-hmm. I will never forget. I'm really sorry to burst everyone's bubble here, but you're not all friends in real life with Courtney. I know we all feel like we are, but you are not. I am close friends with Courtney in real life. Therefore, I am a part of her Instagram close friends list.
Yep.
Therefore, I was privy to information that you guys were not at first, and it was this story. And when I tell you, she put this fucking story up, and
I watched it in real time.
I watched this shit like it was a 4-page docuseries, four seasons on Netflix. Anna Grace was staying with me. It was actually, if you guys follow me at all on social media, which why the fuck wouldn't you? Then you would know this was during our Snow is Forever era with me and Anna Grace. Snow is forever. She didn't create that song. She's fucking plagiarizing. If Chris LaCourte did that, he'd be thrown in jail for songwriting plagiarism. But we were sitting at home. It was a snow day in Nashville. And I was watching this shit. And I was calling Courtney like, keep going. Like, I'm on the edge of my seat.
What is going on?
This story was crazy. The story is true. It happened to her dad. And again, I'll let you take it away. It's the True Crime Podcast. It's on her TikTok. We don't. So the number one asked question.
Yep.
Number one asked question was, please give us a Kathy update. And we do not have time on this podcast. I knew we wouldn't. I knew it. We could have you in for a time where you just have a podcast
about
this.
It'd
be fantastic. Kathy. But right now, if you guys need, everyone asked for the update.
Yeah.
We don't have time to give the story. So go to her TikTok. Go to CHZ Gal and read or watch. Sorry.
Watch all the parts.
Watch all the parts of this true crime docuseries that honestly happened in real life to her and her family.
Yep.
And what's the update? What is the Kathy update?
The Kathy update is that I was actually reached out to by her ex, one of her ex-husbands recently.
Honestly, make it kind of like cryptic so that people don't want to go watch it.
Like a month ago.
No way.
I
don't even know this.
I told the story like a year ago almost on TikTok. I retold it on Instagram in like December.
These like actual true crime people were reaching out to
you,
by the way.
No, I had Lifetime
reach out to me.
And so it was like a whole deal. But anyway, one of her ex-husbands reached out, and also his really, really kind, sweet stepdaughter and just like wanted to chat with me.
Who probably went through the same thing.
Oh, yeah. And I just personally had to say to them, I'm so glad you guys are okay.
I
took down the highlights on Instagram. I still have them on TikTok.
Okay.
Took down the highlights on Instagram. I was having so much anxiety after telling the story. I was waking up in the middle of the night like,
oh my
cold
God,
sweats, because she's still out there and like I have kids and I was like,
and it was
what
such
did I
a
do?
Real thing. And you
no, it was like Shannon said, this they knew in real time. I was uploading the mugshots. I was uploading the some clips
we were
from
all
the intervention.
When you said, like, should we talk about this? And Anna Grace is like, you gotta put this on TikTok from a business perspective.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, this really happened to you, and this is where you commend
really
anyone who is brave enough to tell a story that's wackadoodle dandy. Yeah. And you know what? If
anything, I got a lot of crap for it too. And I'm like,
oh, whatever.
Listen, I told the story though, because here's the thing. I started, and Anna Grace was with me the night before I decided to tell it.
Yeah.
I called her my TikTok fairy godmother.
She is.
Because she is, because I'm like 34 years old. I don't know how to do this shit.
A young queen.
Like, what is TikTok?
It does.
Like,
I have to ask her questions all the time.
I'm like, what is this? And I just kept running into person after person after person whose parent that was in their 60s or 70s that had like a predator partner try to take their stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is a story I'm hearing. So like, let me try to warn
people. It's relatable. Yeah.
And of course I'm giving the play by play and people are like, oh, rap. Can't you give a short? I'm like, how? I'm sorry.
This
first of all, having met
short.
Me. I'm like not. I'm a long-winded person.
Listen,
long-winded
this story
gal, okay?
deserved airplay.
Yeah, deserved airplay. Long-winded gal over here, and I'm just like, at what point I can't condense it, so I'm just gonna tell the whole story.
I love the whole story. You guys check it out on TikTok.
But I did it to
but I get people. I got a couple of messages that were like, she took it off Instagram, I didn't realize it. But you know what, listen, I get it, she's still at large.
I don't know where she is. She's not operating under the name that she was operating before.
She's had so many,
and so it started messing with my head, and I'm like, I know I told this with a good intent, but like now I'm like worried.
Now listen, so you gotta protect your one, protect your children and your family. Yeah, two, protect always. Your fucking sanity always. Yeah. And if you were waking up,
but it's crazy.
But it is still on TikTok.
If you have a couple hours, go watch it with a glass of wine.
If you have a couple hours, literally sit down and watch it as a docuseries. Mm-hmm. And also, here's the thing: TikTok to me, I'm so disassociated from TikTok. I get you deleting it off your Instagram. People are like, you deleted it off Instagram and not TikTok. I'm like, to me in my head, TikTok doesn't exist sometimes.
I forget about it. I'm like, oh god, it's like Threads. I'm like,
yeah, oh, Threads. LOL.
Rest in peace.
Like, R.I.P.
It was a good run for 5 days. Good job. But anyway, yeah. That's the update. I just was like, I am so glad you're okay.
But I can't talk about
this anymore.
I have
to protect my peace. I can't associate with that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I couldn't do it.
You're like, no more, couldn't but glad it. You're okay.
But they're really, really sweet. And it's really sad what happened to him.
Oh.
It almost happened to my dad.
Almost.
So watch your parents.
Watch your parents. Hey, look out for your parents. If your parents are single,
speaking watch of, out. Can we find a husband
for Darce?
For Darce, I am on the prowl, you guys. My mom is literally a babe.
Oh my god, why didn't you submit her to Golden Bachelor? He's too old. Yeah, he's like 70.
She's not even 60. She turned 60 this year. Can you believe? Bitch, can you believe? I hope she's gonna
kill us.
Right now.
She's gonna kill us for saying that. She looks so 45.
Beautiful. No, she's so beautiful.
She looks 45.
I can't count how many times I've been out in public.
She looks like she had you at 15.
They come over to hit on her. Like, that, yeah. They have no interest in the younger. They come over for Darce. Like, she is so... And she's just a wonderful human being. And, like, I just want her to find
you guys,
somebody.
We are actually going to end this podcast on an absolute plea for you guys to set...
Please.
No, submit your resume. She is the most wonderful. Imagine Courtney... But a little bit older, just as hot.
No,
like
hotter.
No,
let's be honest, listen, hotter.
They look like sisters. Literally, Darcy, you and Christine. So it looks like our triplets.
Catherine. My mom looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes, she does.
Literally,
you guys. She's we so need a beautiful. Nice man for her. Please. She's wonderful.
Looking
she's kind.
For a stepdad.
I'm looking for a stepdad. She raised this gorgeous person, so of course you know she's wonderful. And that's how we end this podcast.
I love you. Thank
Courtney,
you,
Courtney. I love
me.
You so much.
Oh my god. Oh, I love you. Thank
my
you
whole titty me. Came out. Oh, sorry. No, love y'all. Bye.